High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, we are live at Western High School here on Deering Road. Joining me on the broadcast tonight, it's our third basketball broadcast of the year and my third different broadcast partner, my buddy Keith Richards with me tonight. Keith, thanks for joining me out here.
My pleasure to be here. I'm pretty fired up. It's not every time that I've gone to a basketball game where in the layup line there's not one but two people dunking for the same team, and that's what we have with Northwest High School right now. And on the other side of the court, Western is the better team, but I keep my viewpoint keeps shifting to see what Northwest is doing.
Yeah, I think we're looking at really a tale of two different teams and two different styles. I think where you see an advantage for Northwest is, like you mentioned, they've got a little athleticism edge as far as it is playing above the rim. They got bigger guys. You got a 6'9", 6'5", and a 6'4", I think, that'll all be on the court to start. Western can match up to maybe two of those guys, but one of them is going to maybe get loose and have a mismatch at all times on the floor. So Western's going to have their work cut out for them. The problem for Northwest is going to be getting it down to those big guys, because you got to work against that full-court Western press.
Well, the last time that I did a game with you was with Western, and their defense was impressive. As soon as the opponents got the ball, they were swarming, and I'm very anxious to see if they play that same style tonight.
It's relentless. We saw it on Tuesday. I saw it on Tuesday. Western opened up their season here against Columbia Central, and what looked like it could be a nice matchup and a couple tough teams, Western just blitzkrieged them. They shut them down offensively. There was a point where we worried Columbia Central wouldn't score at all in the first quarter.
The score was shocking. What was it,
68-27, I think is what I ended up with the final.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And on the floor for him, the points leader, same guy that went off for a big night the last time we were together, is Trey Cottingham. He scored 26 points. He was the offensive leader for Western, and he really is the offensive leader, and everything else they do kind of is going to run through him. He handles the ball a ton, so he gets to kind of guide what happens. And what we noticed about him last year was he had unbelievable shooting range. Anywhere on the floor was within his shooting range, but this year he's added to his game, I think, a much more dangerous driving game, penetration game. So he starts going to the rim. Now you got to respect that, so you got to, you know, he's going to burn you one way or another. You leave him open, he can hit the three. You come up and play too close, he's going to drive by you. So he's a real weapon on the offense for Western.
And I'm eager to see it, and we got about 12 minutes before they tip this one off, and it looks like it could be a fantastic game.
Yeah, we're hoping for one. So in the matchups last year, Western won them both, but Western beat Northwest in December 70-50.
Right.
They played again in January, it was 55-50. So, you know, I think Northwest got a little scouting report. I think they know what they need to do against Western, and we're going to see if they have the horses on the floor to do it. Northwest started the season 0-1, lost their first game.
Right, they lost that game 50-47, but it was 46-46 right there at the end of the game. So, unfortunately for Northwest, Mason just went on a 4-1 run, but they were in position. They had it. I mean, it was absolutely a defensive struggle for both teams. Northwest shooting just let them down. They had only 30% field goal shooting, but they held Mason to 29%. So it seems, at least statistically, that their defense is capable of shutting people down. It's just they got to get their offense going from anything not above the rim.
And there's definitely a weapon to have on it with the defense. If you got a 6'9 guy who can be anywhere around the rim, he's going to affect some shots. Even if it's not blocks, you're going to be changing shots or even making guys think twice about even shooting it.
So I stumbled across on the web the highlights of the Northwest Mason game, and they were proud to feature all of Northwest's dunks and blocks, and they were impressive. I'm very eager to see this.
Well, hoping we get a couple jams in the game tonight. We'll be rolling you up to the tip-off here on WKHM. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set up the starting lineups and get everything rolling here. Western Panthers hosting the Northwest Mounties here on WKHM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Keith Richards here at Western High School on Deering Road, ready for an Interstate 8 matchup here. The Northwest Mounties in the house tonight, and warm-ups continue on the floor. Just moments away from tip-off. Western Panther girls got the win tonight in what they got out to a double-digit lead, but it got real close there by the end, Keith, and it came down to a couple of Hillary Griffin free throws to kind of seal things for the Panthers, but it was back and forth, touch and go there for the last couple minutes.
Right. They had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, Western did, and next thing I know, it's a 4-point lead with only a minute left to go, and Northwest had the ball in their hands multiple times. It just, both teams got really tight at the end. Neither team could hit their free throws. Northwest got back in it by getting a few fast breaks that they drove, but Western wisely changed their defenses, packed it in the middle, and that kind of ended the run. But then they couldn't, Western couldn't answer either, so it just stayed deadlocked.
Yeah, it was a stalemate there for about a minute and a half without kind of a scoreless stalemate, but a lot of action. And I have my statistician here in the audience told me it's been 19 years since Western girls beat the Northwest girls, so I don't know. I didn't get a chance to double check that, but we'll go with it.
That's impressive history. Anytime you can break a run like that, teams have to be proud, and I was truly impressed by the crowd. That is as loud and as into it as I've heard a crowd be, and you know, that's for the first game. I'll be curious to see if they're just as ready for this one, because they were certainly into it.
Yeah, you got to hope this crowd can maintain that level of energy. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups now for the home court Western Panthers. They're going to go with a couple of seniors in Brett Casto, 5'8 guard. You get Zach Nichols, who plays kind of a swing man at 6'2. Then you go with the underclassmen, a trio of juniors. And their scoring leader, Trey Cottingham, as I mentioned, 26 points to start the season for him on Tuesday. And then you've got a pair of 6'3. These are combo guys. They don't really have a center that plays on the floor. They've got Landon French and Caleb Griffith, who both are listed at 6'3. Very athletic guys, though. They run the floor well. And again, they've got the wingspan and height, but they don't necessarily pack it in with anybody down in the low block.
Well, they're going to have their work cut out for them, because the height on the other side is impressive. We have Dawson White, a junior at 6-foot guard. We have number 4, Ethan Anspaugh, a 6'1 guard, who is a sophomore. And then the tall boys, we have number 20, Andrew Green, who is a junior 6'4 forward. Ian Weller is a 6'5 guard, who's a sophomore. And then Carson Cooper, who got my attention by coming right out with his first two attempts out here in the layup line, and had a one-handed dunk and then had a two-handed dunk that was just truly electric. And he is, as I said, 6'9 forward, who is a sophomore. So 6'4, 6'5, 6'9 against two athletic 6'3.
Yeah, the matchup's a nightmare if they're able to get into the half court. But Western's going to make them, going to keep them on the run, try and force them to be uncomfortable and make it tough to get it down to those big men. The thing you're looking at, if you're a Northwest Mountie fan right now, you look at Ian Weller, Carson Cooper, and Ethan Anspaugh all in the starting lineup tonight, and all sophomores. So presumably you've got that trio together this year, next year, and the year after that, and you like your chances to maybe mold them into somebody who could potentially win this Interstate 8 conference.
Three sophomores, zero seniors, so we have two other juniors that are accompanying with them, but that's pretty darn young. And
yeah,
I mean, they have the skill, they have the athleticism, they have to work on their shooting.
That's exactly, and that's something that can come into form throughout the year. I don't want to judge a team's ability to shoot by the shooting statistics from the early season. It takes a little time to get into a rhythm, there's no question about that. I couldn't go out there and hit triples right now either. Maybe I could.
I'm pretty sure I saw highlights of you doing just that the last time you took the court.
Just recently, but that was a good time. But we're ready for a good time tonight here on Deering Road. Let's do another 3 minutes. We'll come back and get things ready to go here at Western High School. It is the Panthers, the Northwest Mounties, one of my favorite rivalries in the area. We're going to have it for you here on the radio tonight, WKHM, and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Keith Richards. High school basketball national anthem. Nice job by the Western High School pep band here.
That was exactly what I was going to lead off with, so we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, it was great. Sounded like the recording there for a moment and then got better.
I was going to say, they had a few extra twists in it at the end. It was well done.
Love it when the band's here. You know, I mean, most of the gyms now will play a little music in between from somebody with a computer over at the scores table or something, but I love it best when the band's here. It just hits me with nostalgia, and this is something I love, just being here in these high school gyms for these games. A lot of fun. The kids just out there playing for nothing but the thrill and the fun and the feeling of needing that victory, and I love it.
Pep band's rule.
And as the Panthers' starting lineup gets announced on the floor, they bring the lights down. They get the spotlights going. And they'll do the intros here. I hope it's coming through on the broadcast how raucous this student section really is.
I was definitely not expecting the light show. This is a nice touch for a high school game.
Yep, it's a good time out here at Western High School. The Panthers do put together a nice little show for the fans. Kickstart My Heart for all Motley Crue. Coming through the speakers. Not very little empty bleacher space here in the stands. I always had that overflow onto the track above the gym, but Western, it's a nice night here early in the season. You get a rivalry game. I'm glad you could be here with us, Keith, and we're ready to go here. And they'll bring the lights back up. Little last moment information from the head coaches here. I'm going to go ahead and I'll give you odds. 10-1, Cooper wins the tip.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I mean, it's one thing to be 6'9". It's one thing to get off the floor. And in his highlights and when we were just off watching him, he was off the floor. So, yeah, he's got pogo sticks.
I mean, I've been around guys who verging on 6'9", 6'10", who could dunk barely. You know, he gets off the floor and he dunks with ease. Here comes your tip. It's up, and Cooper does tap it. And Green on the run.
Oh.
Pass the defender, missed it, but there's your size advantage. Putback attempt, missed at point blank. Rebounded by Caleb Griffith, and Western comes away. Holds Northwest scoreless on that first possession, and right away the Mounties coming out in a zone defense here. Kind of trapping out on the wings, and Castro drives into the tee, throws it away. Looks like it was last touch Northwest, and the official is going to come in and say he had to touch. So Western will keep it.
Interestingly, on that zone, they had the 6'9" Carson Cooper at the top of the zone.
Yeah, unexpected, and certainly he's going to limit passing lanes available to those guards. Cottingham looking to get into the corner for Castro, and more defense in the passing lanes. Northwest knocks it out.
You know, if Northwest has to be fired up to get the ball back, missing those two or three bunnies at the rim, can't really afford those missed opportunities.
Landon French inbound from the sideline. Goes out near the mid-circle for Cottingham. Left wing for Casto. Again, Western working against some zone here. That now Cooper has retreated back into the paint. Holding down that middle. Daring anybody to drive down there. A little bit errant pass by Nichols. Nearly stolen, but Nichols recovers it, and he'll get bumped.
Just out of control a little bit on the defender.
Dawson White out there making the contact. But I like the aggressiveness. Northwest is looking to run, and you are excited to get out and run the floor because you know those big men will be trailing you because they want to get that dunk. And now Cooper's back out on the floor. Cottingham dribbles through traffic, gives to Casto all outside the arc here. Nichols pumps for three, now splits defenders, loses it on the floor. We got a tie up, possession arrow Western right now. So the Panthers will keep it, still scoreless. 7:05 to go, first quarter.
Northwest was quick to get down on that floor and challenge it. They won the tie-up at least. They'll get the ball back in the next tie-up.
French to inbound, goes into the corner. It looked like Nichols stepped on the end line there.
I thought so.
Official did not see it. Blocked in the paint, and Northwest comes down with a loose ball. It's Cooper, gets it to White, and the Mounties come away and hold the Panthers scoreless on one possession. White dribbling into the elbow, passes out to Green. Cooper there, too, at the top of the key. Right wing now for, that is Weller. Weller dribbles to the elbow, passes outside to Anspaugh. We'll get it back to White, kind of reset here for Northwest. Cooper at the elbow, trying to back on Griffith. Weller outside of the arc, now top of the keeper, Green. Over the top, down to Cooper. They're fronting him in the post. Passes too deep, out of bounds. And so far, the plan on Cooper looks like one-on-one. Caleb Griffith draws that that matchup.
Got his hand on it, but couldn't control it.
Cottingham with the basketball for the Panthers into the front court. Passes cross court to Landon French. Now right side back to Cottingham. Back left wing for French. Goes into the corner for Castu, who dribbles out of there. Back to French. Swings it around to Cottingham. Nichols pump fakes a three. Has a little room on the baseline. Hands it off. Nice giving. Go kind of a screen and roll. And Caleb Griffith with a lovely cut and a good finish at the rim. And it's 2-0 Western. That bucket's important for Western because now they can set up their full court pressure here. And a baseball pass from Anspaugh out of bounds. And that Western press does exactly what it's designed to do, creates a turnover.
Well, Northwest thought that they could use their height. I thought they had it, but it was out of control.
The errant pass. 5:51 to go, first quarter. It's 2-0 Panthers. Coach Malnick's calling the play from the bench to Cottingham, his point guard. Right wing for Nichols into the corner for Castro. Get back out, avoiding a double team. And they're looking to trap Nichols on the wing. Little two-man basketball, needing to swing it. They do swing it over to Cottingham. Thought about the deep three. Goes high post for Griffith. And now Nichols is open. Long rebound off the heel. Tap to White. Down the floor to Cooper. And he's aggressively going to the rim. And Cottingham cuts him off, knocks the ball away. What, Northwest will keep it, but they avoid the dunk. Cottingham with a nice little man defensive play.
And that's a huge play. That ball was a sure dunk, and he stole it right away, knocked it out of bounds.
They inbound deep to Cooper, and it looks like one of those Western defenders will get him on the arm, and I think it's going to go against French.
Cooper's been displaying his athleticism. He's going up for the ball, and he did do that whole last possession still at the top of the key. So they're using as a disruptor up here, and he can also fall back on defense.
White with the basketball for the Mounties, coming up the left sideline. Now works his way to the wing, cross the middle, into the elbow, out to Weller, open look for three, short. Good box out, rebound just goes out of bounds, and Western will get it back. So still scoreless for the Mounties, 2-0. Western leads with the basketball back to Cottingham. Getting some instruction from Coach Molnick.
Certainly a defensive struggle at the moment.
And really, Western has looked a little bit befuddled by the zone defense that they're facing here. Nichols drives down into a trap, gets it out, luckily, to Cottingham. Now it comes across to Castro. He'll be open for that triple. No. Long rebound, though, and French has a second chance. Jump hook in the lane. No good either. Weller is showing the size there. Pulls down that defensive carom, and Northwest right back up the floor. Green trying to feed down to Cooper. Knocked away. He gets it back, though. Back out to White and a reset of the Northwest offense. White surveying the floor, looking for Cooper at the high post. He'll back out of there, though. And now White, pull up triple. No. Rebound comes out. Another good box out. Nichols is really holding his man on his back. Gets that rebound. And now he'll run it up the floor, trying to feed Cottingham. Oh, excuse me, that's Castle on the run out. Good recovery by Weller to cut that one off. Knocks it out of bounds, though, and Western will keep possession.
Weller flew over to get that ball and knock it out of bounds, disrupt Western's offense. Western just has not really gotten it set up. They've gotten a couple nice looks, but they haven't got them to go down, trying to shoot over the long arms of Northwest.
Bomb into the game now for the Panthers as Griffith cuts down the lane. They find him, and he's able to finish amongst the trees. Caleb Griffith with four early, and Western still pitching a shutout against Northwest, and they set up that full-court pressure. Cooper feeding it down the floor. Griffith in for the steal. tiptoed out the out-of-bounds line and stayed in. Gets it to Cottingham, who brings it up the floor. They leave him long enough for him to fire for three off the heel. Long rebound pulled in by Baum. Goes out to Nichols and off his fingers, and he'll go over the back, and that'll be a turnover for Western. A little too casual on the catch there for Nichols.
We've had 4 minutes and 20 seconds of action and only 4 points scored total.
Yeah, really. Both teams doing a great job in the half court. I mean, we talk about Western's full court pressure, but the half court defense has been solid too. They're really relentless all the time. So even as Weller comes out here, Griffith is out face guarding him out to about two steps beyond the three-point line.
Step out.
Get a turnover on the offense there by Northwestern. Somebody stepped out of bounds. A couple substitutions for Northwest onto the floor now. Troy Culver. And we got another guy out there if I can.
Well, Troy Culver is a 6'4 forward junior. And I still haven't seen the next.
Another sophomore on the floor, Kobe Castle. Defending now for the Panthers. Baum dribbles in. Nice drive in. Just a couple steps to put the pressure on the defense. Found Cottingham in the corner. Cottingham dribbles around for a while. Gets it back to Baum. Cross to French. He'll pull a deep triple. Short front rim. Battle for the rebound. And Weller comes away with it. Cooper on the bench now for the Mounties. And White making a move. And he'll draw a blocking foul from Baum.
Aggressively went around the corner and they bumped him to keep him from having a lane to drive down.
Number one, Mikhail Doss.
Logan Baum's first foul. Mikhail Doss onto the floor now for Western. Doss didn't play in that game on Tuesday, but Coach Molnick said they were glad to have him back on the floor. He's a nice guard for them. He's a guy who can really penetrate, I think, even against this zone. White now for Northwest. Gets out to Weller in the right wing. Top of the key now for Green. Hands off to Castle, left wing into the corner for Weller. On the give and go, Green makes the cut down low. Good hands by the Panthers to knock it out of bounds.
Caleb Griffith with the deflection for Western. And Northwest just has not found any way to crack the perimeter. Everything is on the outside despite the superior height.
White looking to inbound from the baseline, turns it over. Baum running the break up the left sideline, cuts into the middle. Tries to go through, spread the needle there. It was knocked away, but coming in to save the pass was Gavin Price, streaking to the basket, and he goes up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Gavin Price led the Panthers in rebounds on Tuesday night. Nice player off the bench, 6'3 junior Gavin Price.
Troy Culver with a foul on Northwest.
And that free throw's off the rim. So 2:28 to go here, first quarter. 4-0 the score. Western leads. Cooper back off the bench to give Weller a breather. The Mounties get their 6'9 stretch forward there.
It's still pretty crazy that we've had 5.5 minutes of play and we've got 6 points total.
5 points.
Free throw was good.
He made the second free throw. Missed the first. 5 points. 5-0 Western. So again, here we are with a couple minutes left to go first quarter. Western working on pitching a shutout here for the quarter. And they set up the full court pressure. Castle the inbound. Gets it to White in the corner. You kind of want to stay out of there, but he does dribble out of the pressure. He's going to break the press himself. There's Cooper. Dunk it! Two-hand jam. Great feed by White. And Northwest gets on the board with emphasis.
One way to break a shutout.
Cottingham into the lane with the floater. Left it short. Last touch. Panthers. And so the Mounties, after getting their first bucket, come down and get a stop. And that really, you can clearly see the dunk energize not just Cooper, but the entire Mounties lineup here.
Mounties have to keep this momentum. They need another bucket.
Trying to break that full court pressure by the Panthers. Green able to dribble around a defender. Gets to Cooper in the middle. Nice pass by Cooper. Dropped off and finished at the rim.
Layup. The basket.
Troy Culliver just waiting there and a good finish. Mikhail Doss for three. Missed. Rebounded by Casto. Second chance opportunity for Western. Nice drive and dish. Doss out to Baum for three. And he gets it knocked down. And there's a little momentum back for Western. 8-4. And now it's starting to look like a fun game here. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-4 the score. Traveling violation by the Mounties and the pressure again. If you're Western, you know, you might watch and you go, well, they didn't get the steal, but they forced a travel. They forced an errant pass. The pressure always seems to come, pays dividends for the Panthers.
Defenses on both teams are flustering the offense.
Kyle Doss deep, working against this zone that we've seen from the Mounties. Bomb pump fakes a deep triple. Doss thinks about one. Now he drops it down to Price. Good job by White to step in the passing lane, knock it away. Green with the loose ball. And the Mounties back in business on the offense, trailing 8-4 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. White drives, dishes off to Cooper for three. No. Castro, nice box out, grabs the rebound up the floor quickly to Doss. 2-on-1. He's going to take it himself, gets into the air, and he'll get bumped. Two shots coming from Mikhail Doss. Glad to see him jump up because he was up in the air and got his legs knocked out a little bit. And that's the time to go down hard.
Well, he got his legs knocked out by the one defender, but it was the other one that kept him from scoring. I think without the second guy flying in there, he probably gets that bucket.
8-4 under a minute to go first quarter. Doss at the free throw line, and that one rattles in and out. Caleb Griffith off the bench gives Landon French a breather. Logan Baum, Brett Casto, Mikhail Doss, Caleb Griffith, and Gavin Price on the floor right now for the Panthers.
Doss has one more free throw to go.
Off back rim, rebounding. Price comes down with the rebound in the trees. On the putback, he's blocked. That goes out of bounds, and Western will keep possession. 55.8 to go first quarter. Griffith will inbound from the baseline. Sporting those, I don't know, is that purple, lavender purple? I know it's a nice, white, soft purple shoe. Castle's rocking purple shoes as well.
They say there's three players with purple shoes.
Doss is going with the North Carolina blue. And plain old black shoes there for Logan Baum. Oh, those might be a darker purple, actually. The shoe commentary here brought to you by, I wish we had a shoe sponsor. Doss with a pump fake, gets in the lane, out to Baum, 29 seconds. Castle pump fakes a deep three, doesn't shoot it, skip pass to Doss, left wing deep. Jab steps, gets into the lane, lost the dribble for a moment, and chases it down. Gavin Price will recover, and now Northwest chases it down. And the Mounties on the attack, double team, top for Green. He'll go in from there, floats a jump hook, 7 seconds. Baum gets the rebound, and they'll foul him.
So Doss had the ball, he had a lane, he took two steps towards it, saw the defense of Cooper, and backed it right back out. And then that led to a couple chaotic passes with the Mounties taking it on the other end. They just couldn't put it in the bucket. And so our score remains 8-4.
Yeah, neither team has shot the ball real well so far with 5.9 in the first quarter. I wouldn't be shocked to see us end this one at 8-4. See what Western can get done quickly here. And Griffith will head down the floor. Nichols will inbound. Trey Cottingham looking to receive the inbound pass, and they'll roll it. Trying to save as much time as they can. Cottingham's got it. Dribbles right behind the back.
The defense.
Needs a defender. Baum all alone for three. No. Good look for Logan Baum as Cottingham avoided the defenders. After one, 8-4, Western leads at home against Northwest. 1 minute break, and we're back on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards ready for the second quarter here. 8-4, Western lead. Northwest with the basketball, dribbling it up for the Mounties as Cottingham loses his footing a little bit. We had Noah Miller into the game now for the Mounties. Give and go. Cooper gets to the rack, loses it off his left hand. Missed the shot, out of bounds, and we're going to go last touch, Mounties.
That is another bunny that Carson Cooper missed. He went flying in there. He just wasn't under control.
Yeah, you can see he lost the grip on it going up, and still it managed to make it close.
Well, the score is 8-4, but there has been a ton of action. The ball is just not going through the hoop.
Right. Brett Castle with a good look for three, and he'll hit nothing but net on that one. Inside out, they get it into the high post. Griffith knocked it back out to Castle, and he'd made the shot. Good job by Northwest on the press break and on the attack. Block! Caleb Griffith saved the layup. They get him for a foul.
Seems like a bit of a danger stretch for Northwest right now, trailing 11-4. These two free throws are key, and then Culver's about to shoot.
Yeah, and Keith, I tend to believe these free throws are key all day long. If you can't make these freebies, you know, you're going to regret it later in the game, as he missed the first one there.
Oh, that was one of their Achilles heels against Mason, 44% free throw shooting, according to the stats that we were given.
Split the pair there. 11-5, Northwest trails. Casto, another look for three. Deep one, but he gets it. Brett Casto with a back-to-back triples for the Panthers, and it's 14-5. And they get that swarming defense going. And there's a steal. Nichols keying the break here for the Panthers. Nowhere to go. There's Casto open for three again, and he got it! Brett Casto absolutely en fuego! Three threes in a row, 9-point run. Casto does it, 17-5. We'll get a timeout from the Mountie bench. It's a full timeout. We'll take a minute break. 17-5, the Panthers lead on WKHM. We'll keep it here on the broadcast, it looks like, as we got 6:51 to go here. First half, 17-5. Brett Castle takes that three, Keith. It looked like he knew it was good when it left his hands.
He was absolutely fired up as soon as he shot it. And, you know, you get on a run like that, the ball just seems like it's going to find the bottom of the net every time.
Brett Castle clearly feeling his shot right now. Good timeout by Coach Moffitt. And you start shooting like that, you start maybe forcing them out of that zone defense, because that's where you're going to find some soft spots out on the perimeter against that zone. And Brett Casto exploiting them on three straight trips, and what was looking like it might be a low scoring night for the Panthers has shifted very quickly, and the Mounties find themselves down by 12.
Four three-pointers will do that for you, especially when they come in quick succession like that.
Castle stays on the floor, along with French, Griffith, Nichols, and Cottingham. And there is Miller for the Mounties. Another steal by Western on the pressure. Castle's got it, passes it away. They get back to Castle. Thought about that triple. Goes over to Nichols for an open look. Off the heel. Rebound battle, and we're going to get a whistle because it bounced up high and went off the support.
Northwest doesn't see it. Go ahead.
Oh, bounced up high, went off the support, and it's a turnover.
Northwest doesn't seem to have quite the same energy on D as they opened up the game with, and it seems like it's carrying over to the offense.
Green breaks the press, feeding it down low to Cooper. Saves it from going out of bounds, but throws it up the back of the backboard. Last touch Western, so Northwest will keep it. And they do keep looking for Cooper down low, and that height advantage, they got to find a way to exploit that.
Well, Caleb Griffith is definitely giving him a battle. It looks like he might have a little bit more strength, and that might be affecting Cooper's ability to get his normal shots.
There's a runner at the elbow from Northwest, missed by Miller, rebounded though by Northwest, and we get a whistle against Western. Gavin Price coming back onto the floor for Western, and we'll get Dawson White back in for Northwest.
Landon French with a foul for Western.
It's his second.
And that puts four team fouls for the Panthers, so only three for Northwest.
Anspaugh to inbound from the baseline. Deep one to Weller, back to Anspaugh, right wing. Puts it on the deck, now clears it out to Dawson White. White working against Cottingham, gets a screen from Green. Green rolls, they pass it down to him at the block. Gets it down low, gets the shot up, but they're going to whistle a foul on the floor. So that'll go against Griffith. Northwest has looked a lot better in the half-court offense on this trip. And there's an inbound to Green that goes off his hands. And we'll get a whistle against Weller, it looks like, on the loose ball.
Well, Northwest wants a ray of hope. It's the fact that Western has two starters in foul trouble with two fouls. There's still 6 minutes left to go in this quarter.
Number 11, Logan Baum.
Logan Baum comes out onto the floor. Cottingham stays in, and it'll be Griffith that'll go to the bench. 17-5 lead for Western. 6:02 to go first half. Cottingham's got it left wing. Still working against that press, that zone. With, as you mentioned, Keith Cooper out there outside the perimeter. Cottingham drives, double clutches, missed that shot. Long rebound tapped out to Nichols, and then he gets to Cottingham for three. That one's nothing but net, and the three-point shooting continues to be fired for Western. It's 20-5.
Christian Weller was right up in his face and challenged it. I thought the defense was real good. It did not matter.
Dustin White, left wing, dribble, show. Looking for the pull-up, knocked away by Casto, and Western out on the break. Baum lost the handle. White picks it up, leans into a defender, and Nichols going to get whistled for the block. Feet on the move there.
Well, the lead has grown to 20-5. This has got to be a spot where Northwest finds some offense.
Kyle Doss up off the bench for the Panthers, and he'll give Baum a break. Next team foul will get Northwest into the shooting bonus. Brett Casto on Cooper. Wise move by the 6'9 Cooper to turn around and hook it over Brett Casto, who's listed at a generous 5'8 on the program.
Well, in warm-ups, Cooper showed a nice stroke. He's going to need them right here. They need these 2 points.
Chance to make it the old-fashioned three-point play after making the jump hook. He missed the free throw, rebounded by Cottingham up the floor to Doss ahead of everyone. He'll pull the triple. No good. Castle sneaking in for the rebound, lost it out of bounds though, and Northwest will get it back. So 20-7 our score. 5:11 left in the half. Castle will go to the bench, and Logan Baum back onto the floor as Western sets up their full court pressure. Panthers will take a timeout. It's a full timeout. Let's take a 1 minute break with 5:11 to go. 20-7 Western leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards, 5:06 to go in the half in Northwest of the basketball. Green right in front of us here. Right wing for Green. Green to Green. It was Miller to Green? Yeah, I stay there. Cottingham gets a steal in the run out. His shot's blocked, but he gets bumped on the way up. And Trey Cottingham will go to the stripe.
Andrew Green nailed him pretty hard, knocked him off, kept him from hitting the shot, but definitely picked up the foul.
The foul goes against Noah Miller.
Miller, first. My mistake.
I think he got him on the bump on the way up. Green came through and swatted the shot away. Under 5 minutes to go, 27. Cottingham, good free throw shooter, and he gets that one to go down. Second chance here for Cottingham, 21-7. Push the lead out to 22, and he hits it. Second one, prettier than the first. Mountie is still struggling to find points, especially in the half court. Ansfall with a little dribble drive inside the arc, tossed away to Green. Defense goes right past him. Green gets into the air. Looked like he had it off the glass, but the shot rattles out. He will get a chance to score a couple at the free throw line. He got the look he wanted and just couldn't quite finish it off.
It was a good drive. It looks like he had everything squared up. I thought that ball was in, and it just rattled off. He put too much energy into it.
Green from the stripe, and he gets that one to go. Green, 22-8, 4:39 to go here, first half. Green's second shot from the free throw line is good.
Nice form on those free throws. They need those points.
After some poor free throw shooting throughout most of the game, we get two guys going back-to-back, making a pair. Nice to see Mikhail Doss, deep right wing for Western. Looking at the high post for Price. No, he swings it to Nichols instead. Nichols thought about the three-point shot, drives and dishes to Baum instead.
Ian Weller knocks it out of bounds.
Last touch, Baum, actually. So a good defensive set there by Northwest. Mounties get the stop. Can cut further into the lead. They trail 22-9. And Noah Miller will bring it up for the Mounties. Goes now right side to Anspaugh. on the baseline down to Green. Back out to Anspaugh. Good look for three. Missed it, though. And there's the size advantage. Doss had Weller boxed out. Weller still got the rebound. Cross court to Green. He pump fakes. Now in the air off the glass. Too strong. Rebounded Price. And Western gets the stop. Up the floor to Baum. He'll attack. Back out to Cottingham. Pump fakes to triple. Cooper was trying to come out and defend him there. Cottingham will look to dribble around him. Pump fakes a three. There's Baum with an open look in the corner, and he missed it. Anspaugh taps the rebound to Miller.
Couldn't make it over the 6'5 Weller defending him on that three-point shot.
Miller weaves his way through traffic, ends up in front of the rim. Soft touch off the glass, and the lead's back to 11 now. Couple nice trips for Northwest. Doss beats Cottingham. Splits defenders down low to Price. In traffic, he goes to the deck, still holds on to it, and I think we got a jump ball.
Miller tenacious to get his hand on that ball without falling.
In for the Panthers, number four, Brett Castro.
And you can see every time they do get it down low, the Panthers, the guy's getting double teamed.
Well, it's impressive that Northwest can bring those tall guys out front and then recover that fast.
Inbounds to Doss. Gives to Cottingham, back to Doss, left wing. Looking to go around Miller. Now Cottingham has a good look at the triple. That's going to go a little long. And rebound in the trees. Cooper comes away with it. Flips it over to Miller. He's going to dribble up right side. Stops at the wing. Now over to Weller at the corner. They do get it down to Cooper. Castro comes in to kind of backdoor the pass and ends up making contact. Cooper goes down. 19 foul against the Panthers, so free throws for Cooper.
I believe that's the second foul on Castro.
It looks like, no, they gave that to French.
Wow.
So Landon French is third. And that's a big foul for Northwest. You trail by 11, but Landon French is going to be limited the rest of this half and probably into the second half as Cooper knocks down that free throw.
Perfect form and a swish.
First. 2:58 left on our first half clock. 22-12, the lead now at 10. Northwest can get it down to single digits here with another successful attempt from the line. Cooper shoots, left that one short. Rebounded by Price, and he'll get knocked down. Sixth team foul for Northwest. Gavin Price is a nice rebounder down there. Trouble is, every time I see him go up, he's flanked by a couple of Northwest rebounders as well, earning every one down there
that
when he
is.
Gets them.
He got the contact and took a hard fall, I didn't think it was that much contact, but the other guy was that much bigger.
Doss cross court to Castro to the corner. Bowers onto the floor now. Gets back out to Castro. Dribbles around Cooper to the left side. Doss cutting baseline. Rounded defender into the air. Whistle for a travel.
Nice little deflection. Kind of messed up his rhythm, and he wasn't able to regain the dribble in time to finish the play without the travel.
22-12. Northwest with the ball back, trailing by 10. 2.5 left. First half here on Deering Road. Northwest Mounties visiting the Western Panthers tonight. High post for Green, looking for a backup from Weller. Good defense by the Panthers. Now Castle will steal that one. Green looking for Weller. Castle steps in, brings it up the floor for Western. Cottingham left wing, cross court to Doss right wing. He'll split the defense. Now to Castle. Doss alone for three. Thinks about it, goes into the elbow instead, leaves it short. Save attempt by Bowers, and it looks like he stepped on the line. That is Devin Bowers in the game tonight for Western.
Looks like Castle's using up, or next guess, Carson Cooper's using a lot of energy chasing around the perimeter, but it is effective. See if he has the stamina to keep it up all through the game.
Miller facing some tough pressure by Nichols, gets it away to Anspaugh right wing. They'll trap him into the corner for Green. Open look for three. Rattled halfway down. Offensive rebound. Green. Put back no good, but he will get a whistle against Cottingham. And a couple more free throws coming for the Mounties and Andrew Green, 6'4", junior forward.
Green made his last two free throws. Could stand to get a couple more.
Minute 40 left here. 22-12. The Mounties still trail. Green missed that one. A little long.
Bounce away off the heel of the rim.
Cooper will get a break here.
He needs it. He's got a pretty good sweat going. Retreats for the water bottle.
Timothy Brock on the floor. 6'1 senior forward for the Mounties.
On a conference amongst the refs right now. I'm not quite certain what's got their attention, but they look a little baffled about something.
Yeah, it looks like it's a secret conversation. They keep looking at some of the other players. This is the time where I wish I had him mic'd up, Keith, and we could just go to the ref mic.
They had all three of them trying to figure out something, and now they're going to the scorer's table, which is happens to be a different table than us.
The foul was on number 10, Trey Cottingham.
Oh, they had to change who the foul was on. Yeah, Cottingham was definitely... The foul was on Cottingham on the play. There's no question about that.
That gives Cottingham his first foul. I'm not sure who they gave it to originally, but it's pretty important because Western's got plenty of players in foul trouble.
Green second free throw. Missed badly. Rebounded by Cottingham. He'll bring it up solely for the Panthers. Reverses dribble left wing deep for Nichols. Goes back to Cottingham at the top. Now into the corner for Castle. They hustle over there. You don't want to let him get any space. Down to Price on the block, and he'll turn it over. Well defended, and Northwest gets the basketball back.
Andrew Green with a steal.
Green at the elbow now with the basketball. Green coming around, or Miller coming around, excuse me, taking the handoff. Castle comes up with a loose ball, but looks like maybe stepped on the end line. Out of bounds, it'll be Northwest basketball. Coach Malnick's had a quick disagreement with the official. If he doesn't step out, he probably draws a foul.
Yeah, I kind of thought that the foul might have came first, but apparently not.
You want me to see if we can get the ref over here to change his mind?
No, that's all right.
Mounties will inbound from the baseline and spot to pass it in. Gets it into Miller. Now out deep for Brock. Goes high post. And a good looking shot there for Miller. Missed it. Comes off the rim and we get a foul on the rebound attempt.
Miller's came in and played tenaciously the whole time. He's giving them some offense. Just needs to get the ball to fall a little bit more. But still, 10-point game with the last 57.7 left to go.
And so now the Panthers are in the 1-1 bonus, and Nichols will shoot free throws after drawing the whistle. Weller will come back in and give a little break to Troy Culver. Weller on the low block to rebound there. Cooper back on the floor. And you got Brock and Paw and Miller as Nichols makes the free throw. Front end of the 1-1, earned himself a second shot. 23-12 to score now with 57.7 to go.
Carson Cooper comes back in and gets on the low block. Try to get this free throw if necessary.
And Nichols hits the pair. We're going to get a whistle away from the ball, it looks like. And I think Gavin Price a little too aggressive on the low block, trying to get box out position.
That can happen when you're trying to box out those bigger players, but the lack of discipline there costed his team a point. 24-12, 57-7 still left.
Coach Molnick's over there lobbying the officials. Something tells me he didn't like the call. 24-12 is the score, so they left the free throw good. But that's going to get free throws to Northwest with the double bonus, and Weller missed it. As the kids say these days, Keith, the ball don't lie.
Well, don't lie, but Gavin Price now has two fouls as well, so foul trouble continues.
That'll be noteworthy in the second half. Weller hits the second free throw. Under a minute to go first half. 24-13 should be the score. It is. Sometimes the two scoreboards don't match.
I was noticing that.
Bowers, what a nice screen and roll. They go down to, that is Brandon Bowers, and he scores it. And now some contact, and that looked uncomfortable for Timothy Brock. Does go out of bounds, and Western will get the basketball back. 39.8 seconds, 26-13 the score.
The senior's really shook it up. Looks like he's not going to be able to stay in this game for the moment, at least.
Culver back in, Noah Miller, Weller, Cooper, and Antoine, the defense here for Northwest. Logan Baum with the basketball. Dribbles into the pass to Cottingham in the corner. Jab steps and gets it back out to Baum. Deep on that wing, Cooper's out there to meet him. He goes past, over to Castro, over to Nichols. Pump fakes a triple, drives the baseline. There's Cottingham. He'll fire for three from the corner. Missed. Rebounded Nichols with 18 seconds. Western will hold it out for a last shot. Cottingham fakes a pass over to Castro. He'll drive into the elbow out to Nichols. Nichols working across the perimeter past Cooper, and it gets him to commit the blocking foul.
7 seconds left. That's a foul that can't happen. He was way out, almost near half court, and Carson just stuck out his foot, and the other player was able to draw the contact.
Just Cooper's first foul. 7.1 seconds with Nichols at the line. 1-1. That one's missed. Rebounded Cooper. Looks up the floor. Nothing there. 4 seconds for Noah Miller. 3-1. Fires the deep three. Double clutched it. Left it short. 26-13 is our halftime score. The Western Panthers doubling up the Northwest Mounties. 16 minutes into this one. Defense has been the story, and really that margin, Keith, is as wide as it is due to a short, probably two-minute stretch where Brett Castro went off and hit three threes. Otherwise, this one's quite a bit closer.
You've got one team only putting up 13 points in the half, but I would argue that the defense that Northwest has played is almost rivaled Western's defense. Ian Weller's been the surprise for me. 6'5" guard who's been tasked with shutting down Cottingham, and other than 1 3 that Cottingham shot over him, he has not been able to find a shot, and that is because Ian Weller's defense has swarmed him and frustrated him.
Always fun to see what happens with the halftime adjustments. I know Coach Molnix and Coach Moffitt will be drawing something up and have their teams ready. I think that the chief thing that Western needs to think about is what they're going to do to try and get some open space within the framework of playing against that zone defense, which to me it looks like they weren't quite ready for.
Well, it's hard to replicate the length, especially when you don't have that length on your team. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what they could have done at practice to do it, and I don't know if they would have necessarily predicted that the sophomore Cooper would be leading the charge at the top of the key. And he's been defending wing to wing.
Yeah.
And while Western's got the quickness over, they can get around him. They still have to work to do so. And as soon as they do get around Cooper, there is somebody right there for Northwest to pick up the teammate.
And I wonder something that you kind of wonder too, is does having Cooper run around that much on the wing chasing these little guards, has that taken away from his energy on the offensive end of the floor?
One would have to think so. He's had a few plays where it looked like he could have made it, but he just hasn't, whether it's not the energy or just not the body control yet to make those plays. I mean, you can see him sweating pretty profusely,
yeah.
But the effort's pretty commendable, especially on the defensive end.
I know some guys that sweat a lot on the court no matter what. Maybe you're one of them. Let's take 3 minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the numbers from the first half and set things up for the second half. They've adjusted the score from 26-13 to 25-13 here at the half. 25-13. Is our score at halftime. 3 minute break and we're back on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards at the half here at Western High School, and the Panthers have gotten themselves out to a 25-13 lead. And really, like I said, Keely, we're neck and neck until Brett Castro kind of lights it up from beyond the arc for a moment. And then the offense kind of slowed back down again. Both defenses really did a tremendous job. But who did get the scoring done for Western?
Well, yeah, Brett Castro with those three threes for 9 points. He is the leader in the game. Zach Nichols has 2 points for Western. 5 points for Trey Cottingham, including the 1-3 and 2 free throws. Logan Baum contributed a three-pointer, gives Western a total of 5 threes for the half. Brandon Bowers contributed a two-point shot. And Caleb Griffith had 2 layups for 4 points.
Yeah, Griffith got those real early in the game, and then he was kind of shut out. But he had drawn, for the most part, the difficult job of matching up against the 6'9 stretch guy, and I think he did a pretty good job.
Almost feels like he had to match up with all the folks down low. He was moving from guy to guy, and he disrupted them. I mean, his athleticism kept them from getting it. But really, if you think about how often Northwest struggled to get the ball down low at all, Northwest did have some points, of course. Total of 13. Noah Miller came off the bench to give them 5 points. Troy Green chipped in 2 free throws. Ian Weller had 1 point. And Cooper had 2 baskets and a free throw for 5 points. So you had 2 players with 5 points for Northwest, and then just a couple other free throws that were made. They have a total of 4 2-point baskets and 5 free throws. And I was thinking to myself that our friend who's a teacher for Northwest was bemoaning during the girls' game about the missed free throws that the girls had. If the Western Northwest boys puts in some of their free throws, this really could be 1-2-possession game. They had to have easily have missed just as many, if not more, than they made.
Yeah, let's take another 2-minute break here on the half, and we'll come back with second half action. 25-13 our score on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards, 8 minutes on the clock here, third quarter, ready to get underway. Thanks again to some of our sponsors, Stephanie Basonic, Mortimer, RE/MAX Mid-Michigan, on board for high school basketball this year. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. And, of course, Northwest Community Schools, one of our competitors tonight. The Mounties will get the basketball to start the second half. And that is Ethan Anspaugh right in front of us to pass it in. Starting lineups on the floor for both teams, including Landon French, who you mentioned, Keith, the half during the break. French in foul trouble with three fouls as Brett Castro nearly gets himself a wide open layup, tiptoeing the sideline, but he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, it's a scary start for Northwest. They got to find a way to get the ball down to their end without these turnovers.
Dawson White. Middle of the court, goes right wing for Anspaugh. High post for Cooper. Turns and looks. There's Weller down low. Pretty play. Just like they drew it up at the half, I'm sure. And that's the kind of looks that Northwest needs to get throughout the second half. 25-15 our score.
It's his first two-point bucket, and it was well-earned and well-needed.
French dribbles into the elbow. Passes out to Castro. Gets to Cottingham. His pass is tipped by the 6'9 Cooper and stolen by Dawson White, and he'll bring it up for the Mounties. So they get the bucket, then the stop. Back on the attack, White dribbles in, looking for somebody, and he'll get tied up. Good hands by Cottingham, jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Western.
Back on the other hand, it was Cottingham getting flustered with a double team one more time.
Cottingham coming up the floor, there's Cooper, waiting for him, 6'9", with that wingspan. French into the corner. Castro with a good look at a three, and he knocks it down. Brett Castro left alone again, and he continues to make them pay. 28-15.
Absolutely nothing but net.
Green with the basketball, hands off to White. Looks to go baseline. Back out to Green near the elbow. He'll drive from there all the way to the bucket. Andrew Green with the finish for the Mounties. Castro with the ball. Back out to Cottingham. Deep wing. Now over to Castro. Back to Cottingham. He'll swinging around to French, who goes right back to Cottingham, right wing. Tries to pass it back over to French, and it's kicked by Cooper. Western will keep the possession.
Cooper does everything he can to be long and gets his foot out there, but it doesn't quite work out too well if it's a kick ball.
Cottingham up to Nichols, who drives baseline into three defenders. Cross court, though, to Castro for three. No! He can miss. We learned it there. 28-17, Northwest with the basketball. White driving down the floor. Loses the handle.
Cottingham knocking it out.
Yeah, I think last touch Western, so Northwest will keep it and spot it inbound from the baseline. Into the corner for Green. Andrew will drive the baseline. Takes a euro step past the guy. Off the glass, missed it. Rebounded by Nichols. Nichols up the floor for Western. Gets it to Cottingham. Has an open look for a moment for three. Got it!
Defense is slow on that rotation. Cottingham makes him pay this time. Nobody in his face.
Cooper was a fraction of a second late to get over there. Still almost got it, but Cottingham hits. The full court pressure by the Panthers, and Andrew Green again all the way to the rack and missed the layup. 31-17. Western gets the stop, and they've got the lead with 5:37 to go in the third. Castle fakes the pass to get Cooper up in the air. Cottingham feeling his rhythm there a little bit. Little deep, missed it. French rebounds and has an open look from about 15. Missed it, though. Up the floor quickly to Anspaugh ahead of everyone, but he couldn't quite handle it. Gets it to Cottingham. Cottingham's going to run the break for Western. Up in the air at the free throw line, and he missed it. Rebound battle, last touch French, and the Mounties will get it.
Nice defense by Andrew Green to recover and get his hand up, causing Cottingham to miss.
Green's been really aggressive going to the rack here in the third, and I hope, even though he's missed a couple, I hope he keeps doing it, because that's exactly what the Mounties need.
His form's good. The ball's just not falling.
Full court pressure here by Western. And good press break here by the Mounties. They get it into the front court. Noah Miller back into the game. He was earning himself minutes in the first half. Weller on the baseline cut. Pinpoint pass by Miller to find him, and Weller does the job at the rim. Finishes off the glass. 31-19.
Four quick points for Weller.
Castro on the wing. Skip pass over to Nichols. Back to Castro in the right corner. His dribble out of there. Now he picks up the dribble. Trap goes high post for Price. Cottingham gets over to Griffith, who will drive the rim. Layup, finger roll in the lane. George Gervin would be proud, 33-19.
Great slashing drive, earns him the 2 points.
Griffith got four quick ones in the first half. Now he's got two here in the second half. Nice driving dish. Miller drops it off for Weller. The Miller-Weller combo working for Northwest right now, and now they're trading points, 33-21. Cottingham weaving his way through traffic, does get down to the low block, missed the shot, but he'll go to the line for a pair. Interesting the way both teams seem to be finding more holes in the defense out of the locker room.
Yeah, I'm not quite savvy enough to explain why that is, but it is making for more flow to the game.
4:08 to go here in the third, and it's 34-21 after Cottingham hits the free throw. A wave of substitutions coming in as Weller and Anspaugh get a breather for Northwest. We get Culver onto the floor. And that is also Donovan Tenney. It looks like seeing his first minutes. No, I'm sorry, that is Kobe Castle. Steal on the inbound for the Panthers. 35-21 lead after Cottingham hits the pair. Logan Baum with the basketball. Into the corner for Castro. He'll dribble it off there. Gets it out to Baum. Swings it around to Cottingham. Left wing. Spying the floor. He'll split the defense into the free throw line. In the corner for Castro. Cooper steps in the passing lane as the pass came out to Baum. Knocks it away, almost had himself a steal.
Yeah, but he comes up wincing a little bit. He does have some sort of wrap on that knee.
Thank you to Cooper for getting us our first dunk out of the way for the year. Nice two-handed jam in the first half. He'll look to try and run the floor and get a few more looks like that. Castro coming around a defender, loses his footing. Battle for the ball, we'll get a tie up.
He slipped on the floor, but he did an impressive job to keep his dribble for a while, at least avoided the turnover, but it allowed the Northwest defense to recover, double-team him, and tie it up.
Harlem Globetrotter style there in the slide. And we'll get the towel crew out on the floor, including Weller. Does that show up in the stat book anywhere if you're helping to clean up moisture?
No. Probably makes the refs a little bit happy. I don't think they want to slip none too much out there.
3:38 left in our third quarter clock here. 35-21 Panther lead. Basketball with Northwest, but full court pressure here by the Panthers. Casto working against Noah Miller. And there's a cut and a drive. Lost it a little bit in the air, and he gets it back. Drops it off for Cooper, cutting baseline, and he gets a little ahead of the pass. And Northwest will keep it, though. Kobe Castle getting it to Cooper. It looked like he was going to have a lane to the basket, but he lost the pass.
Well, Caleb Griffin got in there and knocked it away. Aggressive defense down low, keeping those big men from dominating the game.
Now Noah Miller looking to inbound. We get a five-second call. What do we got? Oh, it's an official timeout. We have just a substitution. Now we're ready to go. No, I guess not. We got the officials having to talk something over.
Oh, they're nodding in agreement, so it looks like they have it worked out.
Noah Miller will inbound from the baseline. There's your whistle. We're back underway. They lob it into Cooper at the high post. Gets double team, passes out, knocks away. Bomb with the steal momentarily. I think he stepped on the sideline. And that is the call.
They're lucky because Western had a beat on that ball. And both teams fought for it. Eventually it came out to Northwest.
Noah Miller passing up. Casto in this passing in with the steal. Fast break for Western. Taking it all the way. Leans into the defender and does draw the blocking call. And Keith, it's a wise offensive play. Casto does create the contact. Misses the shot, but he will get free throws.
Yeah, it looked pretty good defense, but just got him a little bit off balance and enough for the referee to blow the whistle.
Kind of an unsung hero so far for Northwest is Noah Miller. He's been playing a lot of minutes. Wasn't in the starting lineup, but he's earning his time on the floor. He's playing hard out there. It's really fun to watch.
That he is.
A couple more substitutions. That's going to get Andrew Green back in the game to give Cooper a break. Yeah, talking to Coach Molnix from Western before the game, and he did say the thing that worried him about this team was how big they were. So far, they've been able to mitigate that size advantage.
On offense, I mean, they've kept Northwest from scoring, but that length is definitely hurting Western's offense. I mean, they've only got 36 points.
Western takes a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast. 3:10 to go, third quarter, when we come back on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Keith Richards, full court pressure here by the Panthers, leading 36-21. Mounties handling it pretty well and get it ahead to Culver, and he'll score it at the rim. Usually expect to get a couple of those out of your press break. I feel like that's the first time Northwest has ended up with a layup out of the full court press. 36-23, they trail right now. Western with the basketball. Mikhail Doss on the floor into the corner for Landon French. Skip pass over to Baum. He'll get a good look at a triple. Missed it. French went way up for the rebound, but has it knocked away. And Andrew Green comes up with a loose ball for the Mounties. Noah Miller dribbling up and gets around a defender. And I think we get a reach in.
Well, we've had a little bit more offense this quarter. 11 points for Western and 10 points for Northwest. Much faster pace than in the first half.
Yeah, with 2:26 to go, the Mounties might match their entire first half total here in the third quarter.
Well, you expect teams to score decent amount of points per quarter, and that certainly did not happen in the first half for Northwest.
Miller goes right wing for Dawson White. Back to Miller out here, working near midcourt. Back to White. Back to Miller. He'll dribble from there, penetrate. Gets all the way into the lane. Floater. Got it. Found his space, picked his shot, and got all the way to the rack there. Noah Miller with a nice drive. 2:05 to go. It's 36-25. Doss around a defender off the French. He's got a good look at a three. Left it way short. Airballed. Baum saves it, but it goes right to Ian Weller. White up the left side. Into the corner for Anspaugh. Double team there out to White. Stolen by Nichols. Fast break. Take it in. And what a hustle by Dawson White. Knocks it away.
Outstanding athleticism to get back and cleanly knock that ball away without picking up the foul. But Western still has the ball, and that could be a problem.
French to inbound. 1:44 to go in the third. Goes deep into Logan Baum. Skips it over to Nichols. Nichols will drive and dish to the corner for French. Got away with a travel there. Floater missed everything. Rebounded by Weller.
Ball don't lie.
Dawson White. Minute 27 to go third. Big screen by Weller. White all the way to the rack. Off the glass. Short. Rebounded Miller, Green. Green out to White. Open look for three. No. Another rebound for Green. No. Comes off his hands. Baum's got numbers for the Panthers. Takes it in himself. Lefty finish. Finger roll is good. And Western keeps their lead at 38-25. Full court press set up. Weller skips across. Doss with a shot at it. Just a little too high for him, but he does knock it away.
38-25 with 1 minute left to go in this quarter.
Miller will inbound. White picked up full court there by Logan Baum. He'll go to Weller instead, come back and get it. Miller looks to drive, gets into the lane, finger roll. Miller has been able to split the defense there. Like Red Sea, you could see it. We had a great angle, and he had that lane the whole time. And pretty finish in there with a nice touch. 38-27. Into the corner, Nichols pump fakes against Cooper. There's a good look for Baum for three. He'll fire, and that's off the rim. Long rebound comes to Nichols, and we'll get contact. That's going to go against Western. Long rebound came out there, and Nichols went to go get it and ran right into the Mounties player.
Well, it gives 35 seconds for Northwest to continue to cut into this lead. They've got it down to 11 again.
And at 27, that's 14 points in the quarter for Northwest, and that does outpace their entire total from the first half. White on the break, gets it to Green in the lane, off the glass, too strong. Caleb Griffith changed that shot in the air, otherwise Green had a bunny. Baum has it with 19 seconds. Western will hold out for a last shot here in the quarter. Casto now working on the right wing. And they go out, and that'll go into the backcourt where Cottingham goes to get it. 7 seconds. Screen from Price. Cottingham around the defender. Down low to Griffith. Blocked by White. And that's how the third quarter will end. 38-27. Northwest with a good showing. 1 minute break. We've got 8 more minutes to play here on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle joining me in the booth today. Keith Richards.
Well, Dawson White finished off that quarter by denying Western a chance to score, and that's kept the game within striking distance, 38-27, which was probably one of the better quarters that Northwest has had offensively for this season, putting up 14 points, as you said a little while ago.
Yeah, we're still in the between quarter segment here. While we were at the break, they actually replayed the final 0.2 seconds of that third quarter. And essentially it amounted to an inbound pass that was knocked away.
Well, I guess you got to go by what the clock says. And the clock says there was one play left to be made, even if it was just allowing it to be touched inbounds.
So with 8 minutes left in this one, it's an 11-point Western advantage. But Northwest, I think they feel like they've seen a few places where they can get points. Weller had a couple buckets there in the third, and Noah Miller was able to drive right into the teeth of the defense a couple times. I think Northwest has the confidence they need. Now it's the execution that's got to come. Cottingham drives into the free throw line, into the corner for Castle, back out to Cottingham, who's now at the left wing. Castle will drive, goes all the way across the lane, knocks it away to Baum. Back to Cottingham, deep left wing. Jam stepping to look to drive, get a blocking foul against Miller as Cottingham tries to go around.
Not quite sure why Miller looks in disbelief. He clearly fouled him, but it did keep Cottingham from getting off one of his patented three-point shots.
He's also got that little running floater in the lane that he's developed and is a nice weapon for him. Logan Baum, deep right wing, picks up his dribble. He's stuck there. He'll go back to Cottingham, bailout near midcourt. Cottingham goes into the corner for Griffith. He'll drive from there into the lane. Pump fakes and now tries to drop it off to Price, stolen, and Dawson White's got some quick hands and up the floor to Cooper. And it's loose. Price tries to chase it down. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch, Western.
Logan Baum
up the floor.
Logan Baum with a hustle play to deny Cooper his dunk that he wanted.
Anspaw will pass it in for the Mounties. Back cut by Cooper. He was open for only a breath, and he missed the breath. White will take the three instead. Long rebound comes out to Cottingham, and he'll trigger the break for the Panthers. Drops it off for Casto. Into the corner. Cottingham will fire for three. No. Heel rebound goes deep, and Griffith chases it down, gives to Casto, who goes on the attack again. Cottingham skips to Dawson in the corner. Jab, step, and drive on the baseline. Nothing there. Passes back out to Cottingham. Trey into the corner for Casto, who pump fakes a three and dribbles out of there.
Northwest's defense is still tenacious on the perimeter.
Castle with a little drive and dish to Griffith. It's knocked away. Griffith recovers and Doss for three. That rebound's going to be pulled in by Anspaw. Northwest comes away with a scoreless trip for Western, and now they'll look to get some points. White for three. That one goes down. Good look for Dawson White, and 38-30. We're at a single-digit lead here in Northwest. Feels like they're in striking distance with 6:14 to go.
White's first basket and a big one.
Cottingham. Over to Casto. He'll drive through the defenders. Drops it down for Griffith. Pretty pass and nice finish by Caleb Griffith. Push the lead back to 10. 40-30 with 6:01 left.
8 points for Caleb Griffith.
Much more deliberate Panther offense right now. Just taking a lot of time out on the perimeter. They know the clock's there, friend, with a double-digit lead. And just a nice little drive and dish by Casto. To set up Griffith for a good look.
They showed great calmness. They've done a couple pump fakes, some fake passes, and it's gotten the defense in the wrong direction.
Goss with a steal all alone down the floor. Double clutch, and he lays it in. Big play, Mikhail Dawson. Now steal by Casto. Dawson White getting it back. No, Doss comes down, gets down on the floor. Mikhail Doss doing it himself on the full court pressure here. Big plays. They missed him on Tuesday. Mikhail Doss in the lineup with 5:44 to go, 42-30, and they get the Mounties to commit the foul. Griffith inbounds from the baseline. Out to Doss, deep left wing. Now to the top for Caleb Griffith. Right wing for Castle. Looked at the triple, won't take it. Swings it across to Cottingham. Back to Castle, right wing. Dribbles his way out to the middle. Left wing now for Cottingham. Puts it on the deck, dribbles around Dawson White. Retreats back out a little bit near midcourt. White steps out. Cottingham threatens to go around him. Splits defense, gets down deep. Drops it off for Griffith. Finish at the rim! Eyes in the back of his head. Cottingham dropped it off perfectly for a nice Griffith finish.
Cottingham attracted a triple team and still managed to find Griffith for his 10th point.
Weller with a look for three. Got it! Ian Weller, the 6'5 guard, stepping out and hitting the triple. Nice half for Weller.
10 points for him now.
Long pass down to Gavin Price on the low block, and we'll get a foul on an attempted steal, and that's going against Dawson White.
Number 11, Noah Miller.
Three fouls for Dawson White. 4:51 left in this game.
Noah Miller back into the game for the Mounties. Gavin Price, the inbound from the baseline, gets it into Cottingham. He's doubled immediately. Goes down to the baseline to Gavin Price. Gets it out to Dost. Over to Cottingham back in the corner. Cutting across the lane as Griffith drops it down for Price. Takes a step and fires it up. Shot had no chance, but he gets bumped. And that'll be free throws for Gavin Price.
I believe that's going to be Carson Cooper's second foul.
That's what the press, the
scoreboard
says, and the announcer here. It's a consensus that that was Cooper's foul. Price free throw is well short. Just caught enough of the front rim to avoid being an air ball. 4:42 left here. It's 44-33 Western with the 11-point lead. And Gavin Price at the free throw line. Second attempt coming. That one's off as well. Weller went up a little too early. Doss comes through and steals the offensive rebound. Castle for three. No! And we'll get a foul away from the ball on the rebound. I think it's going to go against Griffith. Caleb Griffith does grab that foul, and that's his third.
Pretty good. He's gone the whole half without a foul after picking up the two early in the first half. So he's got three fouls with 4:35 left to play.
Timeout on the floor. Let's keep it on the broadcast here. Tune us in on Saturday morning. You want to get this score and all the scores from around the area. Sports Saturday with Greg O'Connor, 8 to 10 a.m. here at WKHM. Online at WKHM.com. And follow it up immediately with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show from 10 to 11. The Big Dog. I'm not a hunter. I say this all the time. Not a hunter or fisherman. But I enjoy the outdoor show with Jamie McKibben. Just a good storyteller.
Yeah, I know he's had that show for years. And it's been a fan favorite for that whole stretch.
He's my resource whenever I have a hunting question. I know I've got him down the hall and I can always ask him. And he's usually got an answer. And a lot of times he makes me feel foolish for even asking or not knowing. But Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show tomorrow morning from 10 to 11 here on WKHM. Not to mention University of Michigan basketball, broadcast at 11:30 tomorrow against Oregon. Should be an entertaining game.
I was about to ask who their opponent was. Yeah, Oregon's a plenty good team.
And then Red Wings hockey at 6:40 Saturday night, a double sports day. And we got double sports on ESPN 101.9 FM as well with the Spartans in action tomorrow. That's an 11 o'clock broadcast for a noon tip-off. And who are they playing?
They're playing Oakland at Red Wings Arena.
Little Caesars Arena. The LCA. As they say, steal by Western. Doss out ahead of everyone. One-on-one with Miller. Doss with a nifty shot. Tough, though. And he missed it. Good job by Miller to hustle down and force Doss to make a tricky shot instead of an easy layup.
Had the Red Wings on the brain because they finally picked up a win last night, 5-2. So it would be nice if they could somehow make it two in a row.
Yeah, that ended a 12-game losing streak. Northwest with the ball inbound, trailing 44-33, 4:15 to go. Weller back to Miller. Top of the key for Dawson White into the high post for Andrew Green, and he loses it.
Gavin Price with a great defensive play to knock it away.
Good hands by the Panthers. Up the floor quickly. Castro in the corner. Feeds it across the lane to Nichols. Griffith gets it back out to Cottingham to reset. 3:51. And an 11-point lead for Western. Cottingham gets a screen from Price, dribbles around. Now he'll go a baseline, works his way all the way into the paint, into the air, blocked by Cooper. There's the advantage of being 6'9".
He smashed that ball right off of the Western player to get his team the ball back.
And Price's hands weren't fast enough to corral that one. It goes out of bounds. Western will set up pressure on the Mounties.
Little token pressure, 11-point lead still with 3:35 left to play.
Weller picks up his dribble, high post for Culver. Turns around and looks for Cooper, has it knocked away briefly. White gets it. Skip pass to Miller. He'll pull for a long two. He missed it. Rebound battle, and Griffith tries to chase it down on the sideline. Touches it, and that'll stay Northwest ball.
Great hustle.
It was a great hustle, and for a moment it looked like he might go headfirst into the front row of the bleachers, but good body control to not do that.
No, we don't need to see that today.
Not today. 44-33. Northwest trailing by 11 with the basketball. White goes to Weller at the top of the key. We've seen he's got that three-point shot in his arsenal. He'll get it back to White and retreat into the lane. They go down low to Cooper, where he's battling two guys at all times. And on that play, knocked away, it looked like, by Griffith, but they say last touch on Cooper.
Cooper's not thrilled with that call, but he retreats.
He's got a job to do on the defensive end. French, Baum, Nichols, Castro, and Griffith right now for the Panthers. French looks to get into the lane. Turns and looks. Floater blocked by Culver. Cooper gets the loose ball. Hands it off to Dawson White coming up the left sideline. Crosses over at midcourt into the middle of the floor. Now we get into the lane. All the way to the bucket. Lefty finish. Pretty shot. And a nice finish by the Mounties. We'll get a timeout from Northwest. 2:29 to go. 44-35. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards. 2:29 to go in this one. Western holding on to a 9-point advantage. They've got the basketball. And the Mounties will set up some full court pressure here. Nichols gets it in to Logan Baum. He's picked up there by White. Knocks it away for a moment. Baum recovers. Now he gets past White all the way into the lane. Floats one over Cooper. It's missed and rebounded by White up the floor. Culver ahead of everyone. Excuse me, that's not Culver.
That looks like number 12.
Donovan Tenney into the game now for Northwest. Lost the handle. And Western knocked it out of bounds last. That'll be a Northwest basketball as Dawson White will inbound from the baseline. Just floats it into Weller and Cooper fighting over it, and somehow Griffith comes away with it.
Fortunately, they fought amongst themselves and did not come up with a much-needed possession. 9-point game, though.
Cottingham working against Dawson White. Under 2 minutes now. And Cottingham has it knocked away from behind a little bit. Battle on the floor. And I think we're going to get a tie-up. I don't see the whistle. And it's, yeah, possession arrow to the Mounties. 151. They still trail by 9. You need points to come quick here.
Repossession game. See if they can cut that down.
White bringing it up over midcourt. High post, real high post, top of the key there for Andrew Green. He hands off to Cooper. Swings it over to Weller at the left wing. Cooper cuts to the lane. Couldn't quite make the catch. Good hands again by the Western players, though. Looks like they got him on the arm. And are they going to call that on the shot? Cooper thinks so as he's setting up the free throw line. No, I think that's going to be on the floor.
It's on the floor, but are they in the bonus?
No, that's only the 15 foul for Western.
15 foul? Oh, yes.
So Noah Miller to inbound from the baseline. Goes into the corner for White, who fires the three. Had a good look and hits it. Big shot by Dawson White. 44-38 lead is at just 6 for Western with a minute 25 to go. Mikhail Doss gets grabbed around the waist, and that'll put the Panthers in the 1-on-1 bonus. Mikhail Doss will go to the line.
Well, this is where it gets interesting, because I have a feeling that Western's got some pretty good free throw shooters. And Northwest doesn't have a lot of choice. They need to get the ball back, and that's about the only strategy they got.
Full timeout from the Western bench. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the final minute 21 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 21 to go in this tilt. And after Western has led a lot of the way here by double figures, with a minute 21 to go, the Mounties have cut it down to 6 and given themselves a glimmer of hope to pull this even.
Yeah, they still got a lot of trouble for Northwestern. Dawson White picked up his fourth foul in a desperation to put Western into the 1-1. If Western can hit the free throws, they're going to be in good shape.
Mikhail Doss can go a long way to icing this at the line here with a 1-1. If you're the Mounties, you got to rebound every miss. That one rattles in. Kyle Doss having himself a nice night here. A couple big plays, including some steals on the pressure. 45-38. Second free throw is good. 46-38. Clutch trip to the line from Mikhail Doss and Western. Inbound goes to Noah Miller. Gets it to Ian Weller. Picks up his dribble. Now into the front court for Green. Andrew Green hands off to White. White will pull up a deep triple. Missed everything. And that's out of bounds.
Mr. Doss is one of those players that can change the game without putting up a lot of points. He's only got 4 points, but his play, especially in this half, has kept Western with the lead the whole time.
Yeah, he's done a nice job on the defense. Western looking to inbound, full court pressure. And they do get it into Casto, working against Noah Miller. No trap comes, though. Casto dribbles right out of the pressure. Finds Doss all alone, wisely holds it out. Gets it to Casto, under a minute. Somebody's got to grab him. And Miller finally does. A lot of time ticked off the clock there waiting to commit that foul.
Yeah, interestingly, that foul came well after he got rid of the ball. They probably could have let that go.
Into the bonus, number 23, Ian Weller.
Shooting 50.7 left in this one. 46-38. Casto can push the lead out to 10 again as he hits the first end of the 1-1. Earns himself a second shot. And he gets it.
Puts him up to 14 points for the game.
More pressure here by the Panthers. Not stepping back. Leading by 10 in 46 seconds. Miller dribbles into the front court. Knocked away. No, Nichols with a steal. And pulls it back out, and Mikhail Doss ends up with the ball. And they'll try to grab him. He drops off for Casto over to Cottingham. Will hold on to it. And Weller will go foul him. 33.6 in the 10-point lead for the Panthers. You were with us early on. The Western girls with a 46-42 win over Northwest. First time, we had somebody tell us the first time that the Western girls have beaten Northwest in 19 years. I don't know. I'd have to go back to the records, but it's been a while since I can remember a victory.
She stated it pretty confidently. I'm guessing she's right. By my stats, Cottingham has already put down 5 free throws, and he's looked good on his last few attempts. These would pretty much seal it if you can put these away.
You know, and if you ask me to give you a one-word description of Cottingham, I'd say scorer most of the time. But even when he hasn't been a big scorer tonight, what he has given them is just solid ball handling. He hasn't been turning the ball over. He always put, you know, he does his job on the pressure, and he's just a nice, heady player who you feel comfortable having on the floor at all times.
There's that calmness. There's that player that you feel like you can end the game with, and that's when Northwest was starting to get close. I knew they still had a long way because you got this player who can seal this game with. And it looks like that's what he's done. Pushes the lead up to 50-38 with only 33.6 left.
Panthers clear the bench a little bit. Logan Baum into the game. And they go with both of the Bowers onto the floor now. Kurt Kuhn and Gavin Price out there. Mounties do the same. Anspaugh will step back and pull a three off front rim. Price rebounds, actually knocks it to Baum. Baum will hold it out 17 seconds. Baum dribbles all the way around over midcourt and into the front court. Down under the basket. Getting his steps in. And that'll run it out.
Managed to go all the way around the court back to the half-court line without anybody fouling him. This is the final score, 50-38.
Western outlasts Northwest. A good second half for the Mounties. And they got to regret that lack of scoring in the first half. Could have had a much closer contest. And it has a feeling, Keith, like last year where the Western Panthers got a pretty convincing win early. But when these two teams meet again at Northwest, I could see a different story emerging.
He had a lot of missed layups that could have gone Northwest way. It's not like that they were bad shots. They were shots that could have been made. As you mentioned, some of them was because Western challenged them and made them alter their shot in the end, but a lot of them were right there to be made as well. And, you know, you held Panthers team to only 50 points when they had 68, I believe you said, in their previous game. That's a pretty solid effort on the defensive end, and you could definitely see that coming through as for Northwest as the season improves. You can see that they have, as the season progresses, they have the potential to improve significantly.
On a Friday night, though, against your rival in their gym, that moral victory is not going to count for much. They'll have a rougher weekend as a result, but they'll get back into the gym and hit it hard, no doubt, knowing that they can be better than this and that I expect that they will. Again, 50-38, our final here at Western High School. Let's take a quick two-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back. We'll tell you who our player of the game is. We'll look at the numbers, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast. 50-38, Western beats Northwest on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards here, the final at Western High School, 50-38. A game that was as close as 6 points there with a couple minutes to go. Western iced it at the free throw line. And sure, late in the game, Keith, you see those free throws go down, and you know that's clutch free throws, and they make them. But it's just as important to make them in the first quarter, and that's something that we didn't see much tonight, and I think Northwest is going to lament their struggles at the line and what that could have done to make this a much closer game.
Well, they had struggles all the way through in the first half. They seldom could get the ball past the perimeter. You know, they had all those tall bodies, but they could not get the ball down low consistently whatsoever, and that costed them. The second half, they had a lot of nice drives and attempts, which I thought they were going to put down, and they did not fall. If those start going in, you can overcome a 12-point deficit real quick, especially considering the fact they had it as low as 6 points.
Agree. Our player of the game tonight is going to be Brett Casto. Hot shooting night for Brett, and I think he ends up with four threes and had another couple points at the free throw line. And it was really three threes that he hit in the second quarter that pushed Western out to a double-digit lead from where they barely, I don't say they never looked back because we did get it down to six, but they held on to the lead the whole way once they got out in front.
That those threes gave him a lot of momentum, and honestly, his three-pointer in the second half was big too. It turned the tide at least for a little while and made it for an easier third quarter if nothing else. But no, he not only made some big threes, but his ball handling, he was flying around on defense. Cottingham actually wound up with 13 points and was big late, but Castro's play was what comfortably put Western in the lead for the majority of the game.
Well, in a game where we were talking about the length of Northwest so much, the player of the game tonight ends up being one of the smallest guys on the roster at 5'8". Brett Casto, nice game tonight, and he plays a lot bigger than 5'8", and he really was a guy who, if he did get a break, I don't remember it. He seemed to be on the floor all night and never seemed to run short of energy. The cardio for the Panthers is tremendous. The way they're able to stay in that full court pressure all night. And you know, they do go deep into the bench, but those starters play hard all night long and they get minutes and never seem to tire.
And what's also impressive is, especially when the game starts to get under out of control a little bit, they can get the ball to Western's two guards, Castro and Cottingham, and they calm the game right back down. They know when the turnovers were starting to build up, and their ball handling overturned a lot of the great defense of Northwest.
I agree, Keith. Let's run down the rest of the numbers there for the Panthers offense.
So I am a little bit rusty at scorekeeping, so I do apologize if I have any mistakes.
They're all unofficial.
Looks like my numbers add up, but to the best of my knowledge, we have Brett Casto at 14 points, Zach Nichols with 2, Trey Cottingham for 13 points, Logan Baum with 5 points, Brandon Bowers with 2 points, and Caleb Griffith with 10 points. He had a nice streak that also kept them running hot in the second half.
And you know, Caleb Griffith definitely deserves an honorable mention for the job he did playing against bigger players all night. and the effort on the defensive end doesn't necessarily show up in the books for him because we have a limited books. We're not keeping rebounds, blocks, and all those batted balls, but he really was a terror down there in the defense.
I was a little surprised that French didn't have any points, but again, he made a big impact on the game. He was constantly cutting in and out and disrupting the team. He also, I think, kind of offered a target to pass to and pass out of down low. So he played well. He just didn't make any points.
Right, I think he struggled to get into rhythm, having to go out to the bench a couple times with foul trouble early. And then by the second half, it just felt like he didn't have rhythm. He was out of his flow. Meanwhile, for the Northwest team here, again, it was an offense that was slow to get going. When it did get going in the second half, it looked good. And I want to give a nod to Noah Miller, who we thought played a really nice game and was a nice player off the bench. Maybe sixth man of the night tonight for the minutes he played for Northwest, and really he did a nice job, especially in the second half, on a couple of really nice drives to expose a hole there in that Western defense. Also,
Dawson Miller was the one
Dawson White.
Well, Dawson White played really well. I mean, he was flying around. He made some acrobatic defensive plays where he jumped up, and whether he blocked it or actually just stole it on the way down, he saved several baskets, notably at the end of the third quarter. Miller was the one in particular that I'm not terribly convinced that I have his scoring right. I have him for 4 points and Culver for 7, but there's a slight chance I might have mixed up the two at some point. But unofficially, I have Miller for 4 points, Culver for 7 points, and White got it going late in the fourth quarter and ended up with 8 points.
A couple of nice threes, and it what? White was the one who really got it. He made the couple shots and made a few plays that got it down to that six-point margin where it felt like Northwest had a shot.
Well, we have Andrew Green, who also contributed a grand total of 4 points. He was the one where he kept getting looks, and I kept thinking that he might trigger the run for Northwest, but they would not fall. And some of that was Western's defense, and some of it maybe a little over-anxious, but it just might not have been his night. And it will be interesting to see what type of impact he has on the rematch, because it seems like he is a very talented player. I thought possibly one of the best players for Northwest all night was Ian Weller. He ended up with 10 points, was the team high there, but his defense was tremendous.
Yeah, and we didn't have rebounding stats, but he was doing a good job on the glass, too.
But aside from that, I mean, he's listed as a 6'5 guard, and he had the small little task of guarding Trey Cottingham, and he did one heck of a job, especially when you consider that Cottingham got 7 of his 13 points at the free throw line. That means that Weller held him to 6 points from the field, and that's not going to happen much this season.
Right.
I don't think anybody else is going to shut Cottingham down that much.
So the Panthers get the victory tonight. Again, our final here, 50-38. Earlier in the night, the Western girls beat Northwest 46-42. So a couple victories here for the Western Panthers. The boys will go on the road on Tuesday when they're next in action at Grand Ledge.